This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
When inflation becomes a cycle. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the White House could announce more military aid for Ukraine as soon as today, possibly with heavy equipment intended to defend eastern Ukraine. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest.
President Biden is expected to use what's known as presidential drawdown authority to authorize the additional military aid. That allows the president to transfer U.S. military equipment without congressional approval. Reuters is reporting the administration will give Ukraine another $750 million worth of weapons, including artillery systems like howitzers. There are also reports the U.S. could send Ukraine helicopters, drones, and equipment to protect troops against chemical attacks. The U.S. is apparently not going to give Ukraine planes and tanks, although it says other countries can. The Czech Republic has sent some tanks to Ukraine. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Prices went up 8.5% in the 12 months through March. That's the biggest jump in prices that consumers pay in more than 40 years. We reported this yesterday. Now, this morning, wholesale inflation came in much higher than expected, up 11%. Over 12 months, which brings us to a personal question. Have you asked your boss for more money because you're paying more to run your household these days? If the boss says yes and gives you that raise, your company may then start charging more for their products or services, which feeds inflation further. This is one lesson from the economics professor and former U.S. Secretary of the Treasury we consulted, Larry Summers.
My fear is that the underlying inflation rate, taking out all the transient factors, is unacceptably high. That's why the Fed came to the judgment it did and is moving to tighten policy. I don't know whether it's going to be too little. I do know it's too late because there are these lags, and the longer inflation is around, the more expected inflation gets up, and it's like a treadmill. The economy has to run faster and faster just to keep up.
Summers spoke to my colleague, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. And as for higher interest rate policy, as engineered by America's central bankers, Summers says it will not be like flipping a switch.
I think that monetary policy is not going to have a huge restraining impact for quite some time. I do think that there's some element of transient factors in the very extreme inflation rates we're getting at this moment. For example, the price of gasoline went way up in the last month. It's not going to keep going way up month after month. So my guess is that inflation will subside from the 8.5% level that we saw this month or from the 15% annualized rate that we saw in the last month.
Harvard's Lawrence Summers was Secretary of the Treasury under President Clinton and Director of the National Economic Council under President Obama. Marketplace Morning Report's Economic Pulse. Regular checkups from a range of perspectives here.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you sell digital art where originals are indistinguishable from copies? Well, a popular answer here in 2022 is the NFT, the non-fungible token, hard-to-forge certificates that say this is the original work. Well, some visual artists in Georgia see NFTs as a way to earn money that circumvents traditional gatekeepers. Here's Emil Moffitt from WABE.
Atlanta muralist Greg Mike recalls the first time he heard the term minting an NFT. It was at a Bitcoin conference in San Francisco 4 years ago.
We were painting a giant mural, and it was painted live throughout the course of the event. And people kept coming up to me and they kept saying, hey, are you going to mint this thing? And at that time, I had no idea what minting meant.
So he began doing his research, and early last year, he created or minted his first NFTs, a series of animated digital creations in his retro cartoon style, filled with bright colors and bold lines. He says his NFTs have sold for thousands of dollars. He also says NFTs have made him rethink the value of his artwork.
The digital files that I'm creating are actually the originals. And my paintings that I'm painting, whether that's a mural or a painting in the studio, is almost a replica.
Other artists are using NFTs as digital tickets for VIP access, meetups, or exclusive content. NFTs are a way artists can bypass the traditional channels of reaching customers, such as art galleries. And that can be helpful to artists of color or people who lack the funds to support their artistic work.
So it's cutting out the middleman and allowing them to build stronger relationships with their community.
That's Ashley France, who runs a consulting firm in Atlanta that helps artists. But some are hesitant to get involved with NFTs until the energy-intensive blockchain processes behind them have a smaller carbon footprint. Ben Kaczynski, a business professor at Emory University in Atlanta, says these technologies have to become more efficient.
They're intended to create a trustable process, but by so doing, they create negative impact on energy consumption.
The NFT space can also raise legal issues. France says artists have to be careful about navigating intellectual property laws.
You know, as artists do, they take things and make it their own, but not realizing that it doesn't matter if you're being creative about it or that it's an NFT.
Because, she says, even if it's part of an NFT, it can still infringe on someone else's work. In Atlanta, I'm Emil Moffitt for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.